Brent Sass had his dog team lined out and waiting to leave the dog camp more than a half hour early.
Are you anxious?
I'm a little anxious.
Why?
Because it's a lot easier once you get out on the trail.
Yeah.
You know, this is like before that big game.
He says he and his team were well rested.
I feel great. I just feel great. I slept down here with the dogs last night in the wall tent or in the tent, and I got a good 7 hours sleep and then a couple naps in between feedings, and the dogs did the exact same thing. We kind of all on the same schedule. They ate really well at this stop, which is awesome. They drank really well before we left, so they're all super hydrated. And
I got an axe, I got a snow hook.
A few minutes later, Sass was checking his mandatory gear.
So when I check in an eagle, I'm not, all right, you know, going,
good job.
What the hell did I do?
And then he took off.
All right, Basin, let's go. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you all in Burbank.
Take care, buddy. Take care.
Wild and free, baby!
Here we go.
As Sass left camp, handlers for most of the other teams were still setting up.
Just gotta put the cot together.
Beth Shepherd and Jake Berkowitz pull at the legs of a collapsible cot. They were also organizing gear and food for rookie musher Jason Campo.
All right, guys, what makes a good dog camp?
A good wide open place for the dogs to sleep.
Ample room for the dogs to move around and you, so you can actually work on them if you're super cramped. You're not going to want to give the dogs the time and energy that you should.
Nice Arctic oven to keep everybody warm, and that's pretty much it.
Berkowitz drove dog teams in the Yukon Quest in 2012 and 2013 before he retired. Behind him, a giant blue tarp hangs between the trees from three ropes. It's a makeshift tent, tall enough to stand in. Piles of snow topped with straw line the sides. They look like little nests.
Every dog kind of has their own little spot. We'll get the dogs up about every 6 to 8 hours. We'll actually get them out of the tent. I've always found when the dogs go in here, they kind of go into hibernation mode, where you're not going to see them really get up and really devour food, so getting them out of here. And then they'll come back, snuggle back up.
You learn things from other teams and other tricks and how other people recover their dogs.
That's Joel Switzer. He's been a handler on the Yukon Quest Trail many times. He says he's learned plenty about dog care during the layover.
Well, how to stretch them out and rub the muscles and shoulders and what to look for in the feet.
After they're massaged, Switzer will feed dogs a mixture of hot water, kibble, and meat.
Yeah, there's something called BLT that people talk about, beef, liver, and tripe. What we have isn't exactly that, but the BLT has a whole new meaning in dog mushing world.
It's the kind of food that's among a variety Cody Straith's dogs will devour.
Thank you.
The Fairbanks musher checked in at Dawson exhausted from a run over King Solomon's Dome.
We had to break trail all the way up and over and around and down. So, yeah, there's about a foot of snow. It's drifting up there.
He was ready to bed down his team, but he'd hoped for a little more rest.
Feels really short. Really short. I miss 36.
Straith is among a majority of mushers who would have preferred to lay over for 36 hours halfway through the race. But this year, the rules committee decreased that time by 12 hours and added 2 6-hour stops elsewhere. Overall, total mandatory rest time will drop from 52 to 50 hours this year. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Dawson City.